And again, so you step out of the movement of thought, and the stillness and the peace arises the moment you become friendly with what is. That's all, to become friendly with what is, no matter what form this is takes. It's going to change anyway, quite soon. And people who are stuck for years are usually stuck because there is a resistance pattern inside them that keeps them stuck in the same situation. And the resistance pattern says, I want to get out of this dreadful place that I'm in. And every day they go to the office, and the same energy is there, the negativity and the resistance, and every time they answer the phone, then, yes! And so you get some people, traditionally, it's people at government offices carry a lot of frustration. I don't know if that's still true, probably is. They're everywhere these days. And so you people are continuously, and they say, why am I stuck in this boring job with all these dreadful people? They always want something from me. And so 25 years later, they're still stuck and complaining. And then they hear the message, it is possible to live differently. It is possible to say yes, not to a story, not say yes to, okay, I might as well accept that I've spent 25 years in this dreadful office and I'm probably going to spend another 10 years in this dreadful office. I might as well say yes to that because I read that in a book somewhere. No. This has nothing to do. This has nothing to do with bringing a yes to some kind of story about your life, or if you were in prison to say, "Okay, I might as well accept that everything has failed in my life, and I've been in here for 20 years, and I've got to do another 15 years, and I might as well accept that I've been a miserable failure." Nothing. Saying yes to the present moment only means the present moment, not a story. It means it takes you out of the story. And that is vital in your spiritual life now, as a spiritual practice, as often as possible, to break the continuity between past and future. Okay, I'm coming from there and I'm going there. I'm just busy trying to get there and getting this done. I'm on my way there. Don't stop me now. And break, okay, but what about this moment? Where are you at this moment? This moment? And suddenly you wake up out of that stream of past future that was pulled you from past to future. Always, that is old conditioning, same old thing. No matter how much you complain, the more you complain, the more you're stuck. And suddenly you take the present moment out of the story, and you wake up, and suddenly alertness comes. For example, you might hear the bird singing. Oh, and you realize it's beautiful. And you feel yourself breathing. And you feel an aliveness in the body. Every cell is alive with the life that you are, that which animates the body. As you feel that aliveness, you're also aware that there's a stillness around you. And in that stillness, there's this incredibly beautiful sound that this little being produces, which is a celebration of life every moment.